This is Steve Knopfinger reporting for KFRM on the ULD Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I'm talking with Ernie Yazyk, farmer at Holyrood, Kansas in Ellsworth County. Ernie, how is the fall harvest going in your area?
Well, for the most part, the soybeans and dryland corn has all been harvested, and everybody right now is diligently working on the milo grain sorghum crop, which is probably more than 50% done, I would say, in our area.
Are the crops doing pretty good this year?
Dryland corn really suffered. We're just extremely dry. A lot of the yields were maybe between 40 and 70 bushels. And the soybeans, I think, in the mid-20s with some good beans, and then some were less than 20 bushels. And the grain sorghum, since we got a late rain in August, it's going to be very good for the most part. I would say average yields are a little bit better on most of it.
Did you guys have decent rain at planting time there, or how was it?
Everything went in good shape, yes. We were good, but we were also just right away immediately dry, and it stayed dry. We're just 8-9 inches behind normal out here, and that's just really, it really shows.
Now, did you guys get any rain recently? Or?
No, the rain here was anywhere from 1/4 inch to up to 1/2 inch, and it didn't slow anything down much. We were harvesting the next day after that.
Have you had any disease or pest issues this year?
Yes, we sprayed all the grain sorghum for headworms, and there was a little bit of damage to soybeans between insect damage, but we didn't do any spraying because the crop looked so dismal, so we just avoided any extra cost.
This has been the ULD Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Ernie Yazyk, farmer at Holyrood, Kansas in Ellsworth County. This is Steve Knopfinger reporting for KFRM.